It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Mid-season tournament time in high school basketball, and one of the more highly anticipated tournaments in Northeast Kansas getting underway in Seneca this afternoon. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic hosted by Nemaha Central High School, and we got a triple header for you today. Consecutive games, back-to-back-to-back, here on KNZA 103.9 FM, alongside Paige Mueller, Kurt Kilman, Brandon Sadman with you. Boy, we're excited for this one today. First-round coverage of this 12th annual Thunder Classic. Our three games are as followed. We got a boys' contest in the first round first, featuring Hiawatha and Troy, and our next two games to follow will be on the girls' side of the bracket with Hiawatha, St. Mary's, and then the nightcap, Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights. But our first game coming up in a matter of minutes, Hiawatha and Troy. Red Hawks, a top 10 team in Class 3A. One loss to this point in the season, and you got to go back to December the 5th. It was at Troy, 87-85 in double overtime. These two teams meeting up once again, second in this season, this time in the first round of the Thunder Classic. Troy with a record of 8-4. They're coming off a win last week against Morehill Mounts Academy. Undefeated in Northeast Kansas League play, and their only four losses are to four very good teams. So again, Hiawatha's only loss to Troy. These two teams meeting up in the first round in Seneca. We got the starting lineups in the tip-off. The first of three games coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Morehill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morehill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Nemaha Central High School, it's the 12th annual Thunder Classic, our first of three games on tap, and our only boys contest today will feature Hiawatha and Troy. First round action as the first quarterfinals have been played. It was St. Mary's defeating Marysville 41-38, so the winner of this one between Hiawatha and Troy will get St. Mary's in the semifinals on Thursday night. Well, let's get you the starting lineups. It is Troy, under first-year head coach Heath Wettstein, a record of 8-4 overall. They have won six of their last seven, coming off a win at Moorhill Mounts Academy on Friday night. That final was 56-35. Hunter Ingeman, a 5'10 senior, averaging 12 points per game. Also in the backcourt is Caden Rosenberger, a 5'10 senior, averaging north of 4 points a contest. Caston Jasper on the wing, a 6'1 sophomore, just south of 13 points per game. Colton Ludke gets a start today, 6'2 senior guard, averaging south of 3 points and north of 4 rebounds a game. And the 6'3 senior forward, Henry Geiger, leading scorer and rebounder for this Troy team at over 17 points and 11 rebounds per game. So Troy again, 8-4 overall. It's Ingeman, Rosenberger, Jasper, Geiger, and Ludke. For Brady Jasper's Hiawatha Redhawks, number 8 ranked team in 3A. Their only loss this season to Troy back on December the 5th in double overtime, 87-85. Coming off a win against Jeff West Friday, they're 10-1 and have won 9 straight since the loss to Troy. Carson Henry in the backcourt, 6'1 senior, 2 points, 4 rebounds a game. Ethan Morton as well, a 5'11 senior, at 13 points a contest. Michael Jensen, the 6-foot senior, at 11 points per game. Braylon Siebenmorgan, 19-9, the 6'6 junior. And Lane Kessler, the 6'6 senior, 10 points, 8 rebounds a game. A rematch from early December. The Redhawks trying to avenge their only loss so far this season. And the road team on the scoreboard is Troy in the all-blue uniforms. The Redhawks in the home whites. With the opening possession here from right to left, our opening tip-off, again brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. And the Redhawks staring down a 2-3 zone defense, and that leaves a wide-open three from the left wing, and it's Carson Henry right out the gate. A downtown triple, 3-0 Redhawks, 25 seconds into the game. That's what you do, that's how you beat the zone defense. Got to be able to knock down the outside shot. And Troy on the other end, Geiger at the free throw line looking for a cutting Hunter Ingeman down low, and that pass sails out of bounds for the Troy turnover. Not so good start for Troy, pretty good start for Hiawatha. 3-0 Redhawks, 40 seconds into the game. Winner of this one gets St. Mary's, a 2A ranked team in the semifinals on Thursday. Kessler a post touch, right side to Henry, now Morton, long pass to Jensen, here's a post touch. Spinning inside, beautifully done, up and in with the right hand. That is Braylon Siebenmorgan, and the Redhawks storm out to a 5-0 lead 1 minute into today's game. Hiawatha defense giving up just 48 points per game. Troy scores it at north of 60 a game. And another Troy turnover in the far corner, out of bounds off the foot of Caston Jasper. So two possessions for Hiawatha. They've totaled 5 points. Two possessions for Troy, and they have 2 turnovers. 5-0 Redhawks. Morton into the front court, left side to Jensen. Another post touch, same side. Quickly, Siebenmorgan is doubled. Now Jensen backside. He had a huge Friday night trying to add with a deep three. That one a little bit long. And a rebound for Henry Geiger for Troy. Redhawks leading 5-0, 90 seconds into the game. First of 3 here today on KNZA from the Classic. This is our only boys' tilt we'll have in the first round today. Next 2 will be on the girls' side. It's coming away with a steal and a 3rd turnover and 3 possessions for Troy, taken away by Jensen. Here's Siebenmorgan up top. Hands it off right side on the wing to Henry. Now Morton in the corner. He's quickly doubled. Troy's still going with the 2-3. Now Jensen left side. They don't close out. Not sure why. And that's exactly why. He just cans a left side 3. Michael Jensen set the school record for 3s in a game on Friday with 7 against Jeff West. He had 26 points. And you might want to close out on that guy. It's 8-0 Redhawks. Good start here for Hiawatha. Geiger handing it off to Jasper on a curl, trying a little two-man game. Nothing there. Now Ludke in the corner. Dribbles to the elbow. Back to the bucket. Far side corner with Jasper. Back up top to Ingeman. 10 seconds on the shot clock here. And how about 4-for-4 on turnovers? They were looking a short corner pass to Geiger left side. And it's about as bad of a start as you could have for Troy. 8-0 Redhawks, 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. Boy, this was a fun one to call back in early December. 87-85 Troy in double overtime. That game was at Troy. We had it right here on KNZA. Redhawks trying to add to an 8-0 start here in this one. Here's Siebenmorgan gathering right wing. Thought about it. Thought about it again. Now dumping it down inside. Kessler high up. Hits the rim. Falls off. Good box out there for Ludke and a rebound for Troy. Long pass up the floor. Rosenberger, little stop. Turning. Dumping it inside to Ludke. Back up top, Geiger. Extra pass. Corner 3. Ingeman. No. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Cleared away by Henry. Best look for Troy here in the first 3-plus minutes. That three unable to go. Redhawks out to an 8-0 lead. Right down inside to Kessler. Up and in. And one. Too big. Down low on the right block. And the first basket tonight for Kessler. And it's a 10-0 run to start this game for the Redhawks. And the foul going against Jasper. First foul on either side here. In the first quarter of play, we get our first sub. It's 5'10 junior Colt Jensen in for Troy. He'll take the spot of Colton Ludke. This Redhawks team coming off that 15-point win Friday against Jeff West. They have won 9 consecutive games and 15 of their last 18 going back to last season. Free throw is up and in by Lane Kessler. Classic on the 3-point play. An 11-0 start for the Redhawks here in the first round at the Thunder Classic. Here's Jensen defending, but a better shot up in traffic. That is Kasten Jasper for 2. Finally, Troy on the board. It's 11-2 Redhawks approaching the halfway point here in this opening quarter. Still with that 2-3 zone defense to start. Jensen high left on the wing. Sieben Morgan, they were looking for him in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kasten Jasper. So near side, it'll be Hiawatha to throw it in. Redhawks team number 8 ranked in Class 3A. I know that's been updated. Here's Jensen, curling, kicking, Henry a 3. It is high off the heel. Kessler trying to fight for the rebound and ultimately pulled away by Hunter Ingeman. They go up the floor. Troy, they beat the defense in transition. Colt Jensen a 2 off the bench and a quick timeout for Troy. They have scored the last 4. I believe it's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Our timeouts on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Then we got Paige Mueller, Heather behind the camera for the Hiawatha Channel, Kirk Kilman, our KNZA studio producer for this triple dip here in Seneca. Brandon Tabman with you as well. As Hiawatha, again, the updated rankings have the Redhawks at number 6 this week in the Class 3A ranks, according to the KBCA. Hiawatha girls also made a jump up to number 5 as well. We're going to see the Redhawk girls here in our next game taking on St. Mary's, but Paige, we were there Friday night. It was a record-setting night for Michael Jensen. 7 made threes in that 15-point win against Jeff West. Already knocking down a 3 here in the first quarter, and the Redhawks out to a 7-point lead. Out of the timeout, Redhawks in the front court. Looks like the defense has changed up here out of the timeout for the Trojans. Here's Jensen, left side on the wing, right back to Henry in the corner. Long skip pass, anticipated well by Ingeman. He nearly got a steal. Ball still on the deck at midcourt. Morton, able to chase it down and work it back heavy into the front court. Now we get a whistle and a stoppage by the official. They had an issue with the shot clock here, so. And there was no clear possession, so the shot clock should not have reset. So we're going to see what they're going to do with the shot clock. Is Hiawatha retained the possession, I should say. They're going to put 12 on the shot clock here for the Redhawks on a side-out throw-in by Ethan Morton. Right into Henry, right back to Morton. 10 seconds on the shot clock, holding high right on the wing. Back up top to Henry, left side Jensen. They want a post-touch. Kessler quickly doubled. 3 seconds, Morton has to fire a deep three. Hits nothing but backboard. Good defensive possession there for Troy. Rebound for Geiger. Working up the floor quickly. Tried to find Rosenberger in transition. Redhawks got back. Tipped that pass out of bounds. 3:21 to go first quarter. Redhawks an 11-4 lead. They scored the first 11. But Troy has bounced back with a couple of buckets to get back to within 7. Troy to throw it in. Rode all blue uniforms. Redhawks in the all white. So the home team on the scoreboard today. Rosenberger, extra pass, Ingeman, open, left side three, nearly banked it in. Long rebound, tipped out near midcourt, finally corralled by Jensen and Hiawatha. 5 minutes in, 3 to go, first quarter. Henry in the right corner, holding at the right hip, skipping, left wing, 3, Morton tees it up, front rim no. Offensive rebound, though, for Sieben Morgan, turns in, flips it up and in with the left hand for 2. Raylan Sieben Morgan, a quick 4 spot in the opening quarter, 13-4 Redhawks. 2:48 to go in this first period. Redhawks extending out a 3-2 zone, it appears. Here's Jasper dribbling in the corner. Fade away, contested 3. Nearly got it to go, but a long rebound for Hunter Ingeman. And a second chance up. He'll drive, he'll flip, no good. And a rebound for Lane Kessler. 2 opportunities there for Troy. Here's Henry, stopping and popping in the corner. Can't knock down a 3. And high off the miss, a rebound for Kaden Rosenberger. Redhawks leading it 13-4. 2:18 to go. Clock moving first quarter. The only time Hiawatha has lost this season to this Troy team back on December 5th. But Troy has played some good basketball. They have won 6 of their last 7 with the only loss to one of the best 1A teams in Axtell last Tuesday. Here's Geiger, high left on the wing. He's averaging 17 points, 11 rebounds a game. Jasper, a deep one, yes. Cast in Jasper from downtown. He's got an early 5 spot. That's his 30th made 3 of the season. It is 13-7. Troy chipping away here. Late portions of the first, but Stephen Morgan trying to answer with a straightaway 3, fighting for the rebound off the miss, and Troy getting a little momentum as Ingeman pushes near side into the front court. Gets it left side, Geiger sets and fires in there, and it rattled in. A 3 from the left wing for Henry Geiger. It's a 10-2 run for the Trojans, and the Redhawks' lead is 3. It is 13-10 at a minute 20 to go in this first quarter. Here's Henry in the corner. Here's Kessler, a post-touch, spinning, and had it knocked away. Ingeman still trying to pick it up, finally able to pick it up near midcourt. First Hiawatha turnover here tonight. 13-10, Geiger to the rack, facing Kessler. Kessler defended it well when he pulls down the miss. Into the front court, Hiawatha, under a minute to go. They lead it by 3 in this opening quarter, 13-10. Here's Jensen. Nice ball fake. Gets it to Kessler at the free throw line. Now short corner right with Henry. Right back to Kessler. A lot of contact, no call. And they're going to call a flop on Geiger for trying to sell the charge after the bucket went in by Kessler. So they're going to give Troy the warning for the flop. As Geiger tried to sell maybe a little bit of a post move there by Kessler. And first-year head coach Heath Wetstein doesn't appear to agree with that decision by the official, but we do see Sawyer Ashburn check in for Troy, replacing Ingeman here. 45 seconds remaining in the quarter, with Hiawatha leading it 15-10. The Redhawks scored the first 11, but Troy has bounced back here in the latter portions of this first quarter of play. Troy with the basketball. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock here. Jasper elbow, dumps it down to Geiger on the block, spinning on a tough double, gets a couple bodies in the air, it's blocked from behind, but a foul's called, and staying with it was Henry Geiger, and he's going to shoot 2. It's the first foul on Hiawatha in this game, and it goes against Kessler. How about Geiger in the first meeting with Hiawatha, 26 points and 12 rebounds. And his first free throw a little bit strong, no good. Right now averaging 17-11. 67% at the line this season. This Troy team putting up 60 points per game. Geiger trying to go 1-for-2. And he's able to do so. 4 in the quarter for Henry Geiger, and it's 15-11. Redhawks. Shot clock turned off here. 20 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Coach Jasper to my right calling out the what he hopes is the final shot, final play of this opening 8 minutes. Down to 10 seconds, perimeter passing, Jensen high. Now Stephen Morgan fading away, elbow jumper, was on target, a little bit long, tipped out, finally taken away. Half court heave for Troy at the buzzer, it'll count, and it nearly went in, but a little bit hard off the backboard, so Troy getting a stop on that final Redhawks possession. Well, the Redhawks in the first 8 minutes, a 4-point lead. They actually had an 11-0 start to this game, but Troy has bounced back. So again, 8 minutes in, Redhawks 15, Trojans 11. More coverage after this at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. A 60-second timeout, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First round coverage here at the Thunder Classic. Second quarter underway in our boys contest. Troy and Hiawatha Trojans starting the second like they did the first with a turnover. Redhawks with a four-point lead, trying to get up the floor in transition. Stephen Morgan in traffic, gets his own miss, gets a third opportunity, and through a lot of bodies, gets one up and in after a couple of offensive rebounds. 6 points here in this first half for Stephen Morgan. 17-11 is our score. Redhawks by six. Troy losing it. Lucky lost it, and another turnover. Make it six here in the first half. Leighton Moore's into the game, settling in the front court. Gets it back from Morton up top. No Hezzy on a three. It's off the front rim. Stephen Morgan, an offensive rebound. Morton inside. Stephen Morgan, a body in the air, and one. Braylon Stephen Morgan out to a strong start. Two early buckets. He's got eight in this first half. It is 19-11 Redhawks, and that foul's going to be on Henry Geiger, his first for Troy. Hunter Ingeman checks back into the game for Troy, replacing Ludke. And the Redhawks will make a sub as well. It's Alex Ross replacing Kessler. Well, we saw Stephen Morgan, for him, a pretty light night in the 15-point win against Jeff West. Just 9 points, 11 rebounds. He's got 8 points and 4 boards already here in this first half. And he can't capitalize on the 3-point play. The free throw was short. Geiger the rebound for Troy. Trojans, back-to-back turnovers here to begin the second quarter. They trail the Redhawks by 8. It's 19-11. A minute plus gone by, quarter number 2. Here's a Geiger screen up top. Morton had heavy hands to knock it away from Ingeman and out of bounds. Troy will have a side out here. In our next two games of the triple header will be first-round girls' games. We'll see Hiawatha trying to keep their unbeaten record going against St. Mary's, a league contest, or a league opponent, I should say. Not a league contest on the record. And our final game will be Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights on the girls' side later tonight. Nice, tough turnaround in the paint, and a deuce for Caston Jasper. And he's got 7 of the Troy 13, 19-13 Redhawks as Morton working into the front court and his pass to Ross. Ross was cutting baseline. Morton thought he was backing out into the corner. Morton taps the chest, says my bad, just the second turnover by the Redhawks here in the first half. So Troy down 6 with the ball, about 2 minutes into this second quarter. Jensen picking up Jasper right across midcourt. Jasper picks up speed, lost it in the lane, had it knocked away out into the near side corner, and it's last touch by Jasper, and it's another Troy turnover. Now Troy in the first quarter had their first 4 possessions all equal turnovers, and now their first 3 possessions of the second quarter have been turnovers. But only down 6, 19-13, 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here is Leighton Moore, team number 3. It's a little bit short. Rebound for Troy. Henry Geiger now 4 rebounds in this first half. 19-13 Redhawks, 5:50 to go first half. Here's Geiger up top, rocking the headband tonight. Guarded by Morton up top. One dribble left. Hands it off to Ingeman, who backs out. Guarded by Ross. 17 on the shot clock. Still dribbling left wing. It's Ingeman. Now he picks it up, bounces it short corner. Morton defending Geiger, wants to go to work, gets in the lane, had it knocked away, gathering underneath, can't scoop it up and in, reverse Styles, and Ross push the tempo here, up the floor, Leighton Moore, left-handed layup is good. Leighton Moore, a 2 on the board, his first points tonight, 21-13 Redhawks, 5:15 to go first half. We have seen spurts from this Redhawks team here in this opening. About 11 minutes of game time. Right now on the left wing, dribbling, that's Colt Jensen. He'll get to the rack. Had a good look, but an offensive rebound left block. Stuck back up and in by Caston Jasper. Jasper trying to keep his team in it. He's got 9 of the Troy 15. Redhawks lead at 6, 21-15, 4:47 to go first half. Here's Morton right in front of midcourt. Moore right side on the wing, into the corner with Ross. Troy back to this zone defense. Now Morton again. They set it up for Moore in the corner. It was on target but short. But it gets a nice ricochet back to him, and his second chance in the paint is no good. And finally cleared away by Troy. So a second chance opportunity there. Now Troy into the front court. Here is Colt Jensen with it. Curling around the arc from right to left. Hands it at the top of the circle here to Ingeman. 17 on the shot clock. 6-point game. Redhawks in front. Here's a Jasper drive. Oh, good shovel inside to Geiger. A lot of contact and a blocking foul. And Geiger should be going to the line to shoot two. Great drive and kick by Ingeman inside to Geiger. And the foul going against Michael Jensen, his first. And the first foul on the Redhawks here in the second quarter. It is 21-15 Hiawatha. Geiger at the line. And his first free throw rattles out no. 1-for-3 from the stripe here in this first half. Got 4 points, 4 rebounds. Carson Henry back into the game, replacing Moore for the Redhawks. Rosenberger back into the game as well for Troy. So Geiger one more at the line. Settles, fires, and he can't get the second to go either. He goes 0-for-2. Ross fighting through traffic to take that rebound away, and the Redhawks work it into the front court near side with Jensen. Here's Morton left wing, now Henry in the corner. Closed out quickly by Jensen, bouncing it back up top to Morton, working right side of the floor. Jensen, extra pass to Ross, right back to Jensen. Here's a post touch, into the corner now, Ross a three. In and out, no. Boy, halfway down and out, rebound cleared away by Jasper. Troy down 6, 3:40 to go in the first half. Here's Geiger, all the way to the rack, untouched. Spins it up and in with a little bit of English on it. Miscommunication defensively for the Redhawks, and Troy right back to within 4. It's 21-17, under 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Morton, a left side pass. Jensen ball faking, driving, high arcing, right-handed teardrop floater is nothing but nylon. Difficult finish for Michael Jensen. He's got 5, and it's 23-17 Hiawatha, 3:12 to go first half. Here's Jensen up top, handing off to Ingeman, curls in the lane, right side kick to Geiger. He'll go baseline. Right back into the corner, little two-man game. Ingeman driving, kicking. Rosenberger a three. That one's strong. Geiger trying to fight for the rebound, using muscle to get it up and in on a second chance. Extra effort for Henry Geiger. He's on his way to a double-double. 8 points and 5 boards here in the first half, and it's back to 4, 23-19. And it's kicked on the far side of the floor. Redhawks will keep the possession as Lane Kessler checks back in, replacing Alex Ross. And a late sub, Ludke going to check back in for Troy as well. And he'll take the spot of Colt Jensen. So both teams get a little bit bigger with the substitutions there. Redhawks leading at 23-19 with the possession. Fresh shot clock, 2:40 and counting first half. Here's Stephen Morgan dribbling back out beyond the circle. Right side to Morton, little ball fake, hard drive, little 10-footer. Got it to go. Nicely done. Ethan Morton for 2. First basket tonight for the 5'11 senior, and it's 25-19, Hiawatha. Difficult pull-up three in transition, missed by Jasper. It was on target but short, and Jensen pushing the tempo here for Hiawatha, but Troy gets back well defensively. Stephen Morgan a deep one straight away, and that is bottoms. 11 first-half points for Braylon Stephen Morgan. Boy, he is a very good outside shooter, and it's 28-19, lead back to 9 here for the Redhawks. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in the second, and now Heath Wettstein going to get a 30-second timeout. Now, we've seen Troy on multiple opportunities here in the second quarter get it back to within 4 or 5, but the Redhawks have kept it at arm's length. Now 1:58 to go in the quarter, 28-19 Redhawks. Timeout here on KMZA, again brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, first of 3 games at the Thunder Classic here today. This is our only boys contest in the first round. Hiawatha girls taking on St. Mary's in our second game. And then the girls contest, the nightcap, I should say, will be host Nemaha Central against Jackson Heights. Again, Kirk Hillman, Paige, we got Heather, Brandon with you. Excited to be here today. It's always fun. It's mid-season tournament time, and this field has expanded. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic, getting some more teams in this field, both in the boys and girls brackets, and just a very intriguing set. First-round games across the board. Again, the first quarterfinal games complete earlier today. On the girls' side, it was Rock Creek over Holton, 77-33. And St. Mary's in the first boys' quarterfinal, holding off Marysville, 41-38. So the winner of this one between Hiawatha and Troy will get St. Mary's in the semis on a Thursday. Out of the timeout, boy, Ingeman had a great look from three. It was halfway down and out. Stephen Morgan the rebound. And the Redhawks with a 9-point lead approaching the final 90 seconds of the first half. Here is Henry with the basketball left side on the wing. Appears to be a 1-3-1 zone right now for Troy. They have mixed it up. Morton driving in, kicking left. Leighton Moore back in. He'll fire. That's short on a three. How about that effort for Carson Henry salvaging that possession and a fresh shot clock with an offensive rebound. Jensen right side. Moore again in the corner. He's feeling it. And again, he's left another one short and a rebound for Troy. A couple of opportunities there missed from Leighton Moore from downtown. Final minute to go in this first half. Here's Geiger. Tough shot. Got it to go on the right block. Fading away just a touch. And Geiger having a monster first half. He's got 10 points and 6 rebounds. And it's 28-21. Redhawks by 7. Final 48 seconds of this second quarter. Here's Stephen Morgan quickly. Triple team. Back out to a wide open Jensen. A little bit long on this three. And another offensive rebound this time by Leighton Moore. Little hop step. Morton a floater. Yes. Spins it in there from 10 feet in front. And a timeout. Or no, they're going to call. I think Troy just turned it over on the inbounds pass, and they did. Stepping over the line, so that's ill-advised. 30-21 Redhawks. Shot clock is turned off. 32 seconds to go in the half, so that is not how Troy wanted to handle that possession or swing there. So here's Jensen receiving a deep inbounds near midcourt. Morton from the left corner dribbling out casually near midcourt. Just like that first quarter, Redhawks a chance to play for the final shot here. They lead it by 9. They open the game on an 11-0 run. Troy followed that with a 10-2 run, and Hiawatha's kept it between 5 and 9 pretty much since. Here's Stephen Morgan, 9 seconds to work. Tough fadeaway from the free throw line, doesn't matter. He got it to go, he's got 13. And now Morton a steal, 2 seconds, floating, can't get it to go with the buzzer, boy. Hiawatha with a strong end to the first half. As Troy, they got a lot to talk about. And what a first half we've seen for Hiawatha's Braylon Stephen Morgan. 13 points to lead all scorers. And the Redhawks, an 11-point lead. It ties their largest of the game today, 32-21 at the halftime break. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Grab your boots and bring your lucky charm. Bingo and Boots is coming to Hiawatha. Join the Amberwell Hiawatha Foundation on Saturday, February 7th at the Fisher Center for a fun night that gives back. Enjoy dinner, live music, auctions, and exciting bingo rounds. Win prizes like Blackstone grills, designer bags, sports tickets, and more. Every dollar raised stays local, and this year's goal supports new patient beds for Amberwell Hiawatha. Tickets are $75 and are going fast. Register now at amberwellhealth.org. That's Bingo and Boots. Eat well, have fun, support your local hospital.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball and our triple dip into the first half of game number one, our boys' quarterfinal between Troy and Hiawatha. And the number six-ranked Red Hawks, a 32-21 halftime lead. They led it 15-11 after one. 17-10, their advantage in quarter number two. Braylon Stephen-Morgan, a hot first half, 13 points and 5 rebounds. And for Troy on the other side, 19 of their 21 coming from the combination of Henry Geiger and Kasten Jasper. And the turnovers an issue early on in this game for Troy. They finished with 9 in the first half. Hiawatha turned it over just twice. They're very good with the basketball, but nonetheless, this is a Red Hawks team. Paige trying to avenge their only loss of the season.
I think tonight is going to be a game of spurts for Hiawatha. They've had some more players score. For Troy, they've only had 3 players, and Jasper and Geiger have combined for 19 of their 21. So if you're Troy, you're wanting to get some of those other players involved. Eggeman, he averages 12.3. He has not scored. And then for Hiawatha, Braylon Steve Morgan having a big night. Keep feeding him. Maybe try to get some more on the three. They've had a lot of shots, just not a lot of success.
Yeah, and the turnovers again at the beginning of both the first and second quarters, just squandering multiple possessions, certainly gave Hiawatha a chance to go on a couple of those spurts. Troy actually got down 11-0 in the first few minutes, but they came back with a 10-2 run, got back to within arm's length. But really, once we got to the second quarter, Hiawatha just kept it anywhere from about a 4 to 9 point lead. But then they have now tied their largest lead with a strong end to that second quarter. 32-21 Red Hawks. Get you some of the stats in the first half. Of course, we mentioned Braylon Stephen-Morgan with 13 points. 9 of those 13 in the second quarter. He chipped in with 5 rebounds as well. And then 5 in the game for Lane Kessler. Also Michael Jensen. 4 from Ethan Morton. 3 apiece as well. Or correction, 3 from Carson Henry. And then 2 also in the book for Leighton Moore. We mentioned Troy. Just 3 in the books. 19 of the 21 from Geiger and Jasper. Henry Geiger, 10. You got Jasper with 9. And then the other 2 from Colt Jensen off the bench late portions of that first quarter. Some of the team numbers in the first half. Mentioned the turnovers. Hiawatha, just 2 first-half turnovers. They had 15 rebounds. They were 1 of 2 at the line, and they knocked down 3 threes. Troy, 9 first-half turnovers, 4 in the first, 5 in the second. They were 1 for 4 at the line. They had 14 rebounds, and they knocked down 2 threes in the first half. Stats throughout the game and throughout the season here on KNZA, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. That's Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Thunder Classic, first round action, our boys game at the half. It is Hiawatha 32 and Troy 21. More half coverage after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here again. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic in Seneca. Our boys game. First round action at the half again. It is Hiawatha leading Troy 32-21. Winner gets St. Mary's in the semifinals on a Thursday. The loser will play Marysville in that consolation side of the bracket on Thursday afternoon. St. Mary's defeating Marysville in the first quarter final, 41-38. And then checking the girls' side of the bracket, it was Rock Creek advancing to the semifinals, beating Holton earlier today, 77-33. Again, half brought to you by Highland Community College. We are about set to start the third quarter here in Seneca, home of Nemaha Central High School. Again, Paige Mueller, we got Heather, we got Kurt, Brandon all with you. Good crowd support for both these teams per usual, but nonetheless, Troy, we talked about it at the half. They got to get some more guys in the book scoring-wise. They got to limit the turnovers. They also got to find an answer for Stephen Morgan, who has 13-5 here at the halftime break.
For Troy, they're going to have to stay on Stephen Morgan, but also know that every one of these Hiawatha players can score. None of the starters cannot. I mean, they're going to have to figure something out on the defensive side of the ball.
We switch sides of the floor, and the Redhawks with an 11-point lead trying to win their 10th consecutive game and avenge their only loss to the Trojans back in early December. Redhawks getting a look for Stephen Morgan. Little fadeaway. Jay hits the rim twice, falls off. This is a big story. Second chance ops. Henry the rebound. And a reset shot clock here for the Redhawks. Here's Jensen curling in the lane. A right side pass. Morton a drive. Stephen Morgan again. A downtown triple. Front rim. Fighting for the rebound. Troy has it. Another rebound for Geiger. 32-21 as we are underway in the third quarter. In Troy, they have won six of their last seven, and most recently winning at Moore Hill on Friday, 56-35. They are undefeated in Northeast Kansas League play at 4-0. Here's Ludke. Hands it off to Geiger, who steps back. Left side three, just grazing the rim. Ludke, right place, right time for the rebound. And a second chance, another three on the way. That one no good by Caston Jasper. And finally cleared away by Stephen Morgan. Morton hard into the paint. Right side kick to Jensen. Baseline drive up top. This is Henry, now Morton right wing. Now Jensen back in the corner. Minute plus gone by. Good touchdown pass there from Stephen Morgan to Kessler. He missed the shot, but he's bumped and fouled. Kessler back to the line to shoot two. He had an old-fashioned three-point play in the first quarter. He's got 5 points, couple of rebounds. And Ludke picks up the first foul of the third quarter. And it's his first tonight. Kessler at the line. Short arms the first free throw. No good. Kessler 69% at the stripe coming in. Hiawatha as a team just north of 63% on the season. Kessler second. Spins out. Not sure how that one didn't fall, but Carson Henry fighting for it. He grabbed the rebound, and then he turned it over. Geiger came away with a steal. Looking for our first point still of the third quarter. We're about 90 seconds into this period. Rosenberger left elbow, picks it up. Right side to Engeman. He'll drive. Back out to Rosenberger up top. Closed out by Kessler. Still on the dribble. Now left side it goes to Engeman. Geiger trying to post up. Morton pushing him out of the paint. Engeman driving in, losing control, but finds Rosenberger in the right side corner for a three. And we get a whistle and a foul on Ludke on the rebound attempt. That is textbook boxing out right there by Kessler to draw that foul. Ludke is second foul. And the Red Hawks get it back, still leading 32-21, about 2 minutes into this third quarter. Troy, they've mixed up things defensively here in this game, but right now coming out in the third quarter. Kind of in a matchup zone defense. Rosenberger kind of leading the charge up top. Here's Sieben Morgan, a touch on the right block. Dribbles to the left side block, missing a shot, getting his own rebound. Curls it out into the corner. Morton wide open for three, and he buries it. Ethan Morton, his 22nd made three this season, and the largest lead for the Redhawks at 35-21. 5:37 to go, third quarter. Here's Rosenberger, left corner, man-to-man defense here by the Redhawks. They tend to switch most screens. They are very good and have the ability to do that with all five on the floor. Here's Geiger on the wing right, now beyond the three-point line straight away. Jasper working right wing, Geiger in the corner. Post touch for Ludke. Right back to Geiger. Nice little hop step. Shot off the heel. Hits the rim a second time. And Kessler pulls it off that second tip. Here's Morton. Puts a shoulder down. And they're going to call a blocking foul. I think if Ingeman tried to sell the charge, he may have gotten that call. But he stayed upright. And a blocking foul is called. Cole Jensen checks back in here for Ludke. And it appears they're going to call that foul on the floor. So Hiawatha to throw it in. 5:07 to go, third quarter. They lead it by 14, their largest lead here in the game. And Morton throws a lazy pass. It's taken away by Rosenberger. Just a fourth turnover tonight for Hiawatha, but they lead it by 14. 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's a drive by Jensen. It spins out, and he's trying to fight for the rebound. And it's finally tipped into the hands of Hiawatha. So the Redhawks slowing down the pace, a 14-point lead. Kessler at the free throw line. Gets it right back from Sieben Morgan. Ball's on the deck. Oh, Sieben Morgan just picks it up, lays it right in off a couple deflections as the ball rolled on the ground for a couple of seconds. 15 for Sieben Morgan. He leads all scorers. And right now, danger time here for Troy. They're down 37-21, under 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Jensen into the corner with Rosenberger near side. Works it back up top to Jensen. Jensen surveying the defense, and he'll fire a three, and he'll spin in a three. 5 points for Colt Jensen. That's his seventh made three this season. 37-24. The Redhawks lead by a baker's dozen. Troy needed that one to stop this momentum for the Redhawks. 4 minutes in, four to go in this third. Morton right side, skips it, left corner. Sieben Morgan, nice little jab fake. Hop step in the lane, curls it up, left it short, gets his own miss. Too easy off the rebound and put back for Sieben Morgan. It was the Michael Jensen game Friday. It appears to be the Sieben Morgan game here today. 39-24 Redhawks, as that three is missed by Jasper on the right wing, and it bounced over the backboard, so it goes back to Hiawatha.
Another key point for Hiawatha so far in this game is second-chance opportunities. Troy is not getting as many offensive rebounds as Coach Westheim probably wants.
Well, this Redhawks team, an elite rebounding team. I mean, you just look at Kessler and Sieben Morgan inside. This Redhawks team averaging 36 rebounds a game. Troy kept that margin close in the first half in terms of rebounding, but you mentioned the second-chance opportunities have been crucial. Here's Jensen on a drive. Shot no, but a foul. Great find by Kessler, who is working on the block. Jensen, a hard cut in the lane. Kessler to Jensen. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Colt Jensen picks up the foul, his first, team fourth. Final 3:24 here in the third. Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. Jensen's first free throw is pure. So again, Jensen on Friday, 26 points and a school record, 7 made threes in that win against the Tigers, 70-55. That record stood for 30 years. His second free throw is good as well. So 2 for 2 here. He's got 7 points in this one, and it's 41-24 Redhawks. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Rosenberger bouncing. This is Ashburn. He just checked back in, looking for a dump down to Geiger. Left block. One dribble to his right. Missed a shot. It was a good look. Couldn't convert. Rebound Carson Henry and Hiawatha. Here's Morton down the middle of the floor, making a pass right, dribbling left to the wing. Now backing out left side near midcourt. Works at the Jensen left side on the wing. Holding right hip, long skip pass here to Henry, high right on the wing. Guarded by Jensen. Troy going man-to-man on this possession. Here's Ross on a drive underneath, bouncing at left corner. Morton deep, straight away, triple, yes! Beautiful passing, Ethan Morton, his second triple of the third quarter. And I think the official stopping play, and they're going to give a sideline warning to Carson Henry. So emotions running high here, Paige.
I'd imagine Hiawatha's pretty excited to be up 20 on the only team they've lost to.
44-24 Redhawks. I'm sure they had this one circled immediately when the bracket came out. But still a ways to go. Troy, they got to chip away here. Final 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. But right now it's all Redhawks. They lead it by 20. Looking for Geiger down low. He's got a mismatch and one. Yep, that's what you do. He had Jensen on the block. They go right to Geiger, and Jensen with the foul, an and one opportunity for Geiger, his first points of the third quarter. Jensen picks up the foul, his second, just the first on Hiawatha here in the third quarter. Geiger just 1 for 4 at the line in the first half. His first attempt here in the third quarter, no good. Rebound for Alex Ross. 44-26 Redhawks, final 2:20 of this third quarter. First of 3 games today here on KMZA. Here's Jensen, left side 3, left it short. And a rebound off the miss, pushing is Geiger. Geiger still on the dribble, little sidestep, one-handed shot. That's well done. Geiger said, I'll do it by myself, and he's got 14 back-to-back buckets for Henry Geiger, and it's 44-28, final 2 minutes of the third quarter. Henry bouncing Jensen, short corner right. That pass airmailed over Stephen Morgan, taken away by Jensen. Here's Geiger into the front court, dribbling on the right wing, now in the paint, lost it, and taken away by Morton, turnover by Troy. Morton still on the dribble, he'll go to the rack, high off the window, can't get it to go, and fighting for the rebound, it's out of bounds underneath. Last touch by Jensen, Redhawks will keep. Leighton Moore back into the game, Jensen takes a breather. Also back in for Troy, we'll see Lane Hartman, the sophomore. He will replace Rosenberger. 1:39 to go, third quarter. Redhawks leading it 44-28. Official at the scores table. This game was 32-21 Redhawks at the half. They've built this lead to as many as 20 here in the third quarter, but right now it's 16. Morton to throw it in. Gets it into the near side corner with Stephen Morgan. Right back up top to Henry. Trying to set it up for Moore in the corner. It was defended well by Troy. But they do find Morton or Moore in the corner, and now Morton high right on the wing. Stephen Morgan wants a post touch. They're not giving it to him right now. 20 on the shot clock. Morton has it high right on the wing. Now he dribbles in the lane. Right elbow. Left side to Ross. He'll trigger a three. That one not there. Another offensive rebound by Henry. Using the muscle up and in for two. 5 points for Carson Henry. He's got 6 hard-earned rebounds tonight. 46-28, just north of a minute to go in the third. And a foul on the floor against the Redhawks.
Hiawatha as a team, they're kind of out-toughing Troy right now in the paint. Troy, they're kind of scared. They've given up 4 fouls already, so that could be part of it. But Hiawatha is really showing their offensive prowess.
Yeah, the Redhawks are getting some good minutes from some bench guys here in this one with Ross. Among some others, oh, Stephen Morgan rejects Henry at the summit. Here's Henry all the way to the rack in transition for 2. Defense leading to offense. And Carson Henry having a nice night off the bench. Here's a 3, no, and a quick one and done there. Stephen Morgan, another rebound. Well, I mentioned Henry off the bench. That's not the case. He is a starter, so got to correct myself on that. It is back to 20 for Hiawatha. 48-28, about 9-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and the Redhawks turn it over. They're looking for Ross in the corner. He's arguing he did not touch that, but the official says otherwise. So final 29 seconds to go here in the quarter. Shot clock turned off. Troy will have the possession. Hunter Ingeman checking back in. He'll replace Caston Jasper. And the winner of this game gets St. Mary's in the semifinals on Thursday. Loser gets Marysville. And the consolation side driving Ingeman right block. Kicks back out to Jensen. He has a good look from 3. He airballed it. And Stephen Morgan boxing out well to keep Geiger from saving it. And the Redhawks will now have an opportunity with 16 seconds to go in the third, leading by 20.
Really, if you lose or win this matchup, the next game won't be easy.
Oh, Marysville, they took St. Mary's the distance and had a chance on the final possession, but came up empty. And St. Mary's one of the many great teams in the Big East. The winner awaits. on Thursday here in Seneca. Morton at the buzzer, no. Second chance at the buzzer, no. Leighton Moore got an offensive rebound off an awkward shot, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. But it's all Hiawatha here as we go to the final 8 minutes. Redhawks 48, Trojans 28. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Hiawatha boys 8 minutes away from their 10th consecutive win on the season. The Redhawks number 6 in the updated 3A ranks this week. Their only loss to Troy. First round coverage here at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. 48-28 Redhawks. We go to the final quarter. Trojans on this first fourth quarter possession. Ashburn in the right corner. Back up top, it goes to Lane Hartman. He curls around a screen, launching a pass, and it's picked off by Carson Henry. Turnover by Troy. I think they have began all four quarters tonight with a turnover. Stephen Morgan, too deep, too easy, and that is well done for two. A mismatch inside, and 19 for Braylon Stephen Morgan, and now the largest lead for Hiawatha is up to 22. 50-28, not quite a minute in. Here's Geiger, turnaround, tough shot, he got it to go. Fading away, right corner from 15, and Geiger leading Troy with 16 on the day. And it's 50-30 Redhawks a minute into this fourth quarter. Here's Alex Ross, left corner. Redhawks are certainly going to control the pace here with this big lead early in the fourth. Stephen Morgan, little up, little under again for two over Geiger. Geiger, all he can do is smile about that one. It is the Stephen Morgan game for the Redhawks. He's got 21, and it's 52-30 Redhawks at 6:45 to go in the game. Geiger right where he had that fadeaway, wanted to try it again. This time he fakes and kicks it back out up top. Ingeman fires along two, halfway down and out, and a rebound for Stephen Morgan. Unofficially a double-double for Braylon in this one, 21 points and 10 rebounds. Here's Morton darting a pass left corner. Stephen Morgan, hop step in the lane, had it stripped away, and a steal for Troy. Turnover by the Redhawks. 3-on-2 break. Ashburn to the rack himself. He'll get it up and in off the heel. Sawyer Ashburn, his first basket for Troy in this one. 52-32 Redhawks. 6:10 to go in the game. First of three here on KNZA, and Coach Jasper wants to burn a timeout. It's a full. We will follow suit. 12th annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. First round game on the boys' side of the bracket. Redhawks 52, Trojans 32. 6:05 to go in the game. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Heather and Paige. We're queued up on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Kirk Hillman, our captain on the board for KNZA here today. Brandon Tedman with you as well in Seneca. It's the Thunder Classic. First round games here today. This is the first of our triple header, our only boys game of the first round we're broadcasting. It's the number 6 ranked 3A squad in Hiawatha, trying to put this game away against Troy, looking to avenge their only loss of the season back on December 5th. Right now, the Redhawks with the possession out of the timeout, leading it 52-32. 6:05 to go in the game. Braylon Stephen Morgan, 21 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Red Hawks in this one. Here's Jensen, high left on the wing, gets it through a double team. Now Moore into the game as well as Grayson Gilbert. First minutes for him tonight for Hiawatha. Moore, little floater rejected by Ludke. Emphatic on the right-handed swat. And pushing now Colt Jensen. Rosenberger back up top to Jensen. 5:40 to go in the game. Trojans are down 20 with the ball. Jasper into the corner. Jensen far side. Works it back to the wing. Ludke at the free throw line. Beautiful bounce pass. Reverse layup up and in. Lane Hartman for two. Heck of a play there by Ludke with the assist. 52-34 Red Hawks. 5:24 to go in the game. There's the double. Troy ramping up the defense. Jensen has it. Now skips it to Gilbert. And back up top here to Carson Henry. Now Moore in the corner. Now Jensen right wing. 20 on the shot clock. Kessler post touch. Gets by Geiger short, fighting for his own rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. Kessler going to the line. Sorry, Paige.
You're good. Lane is one of those players, you get him in the post, and he's either going to get fouled or he's going to make a bucket.
Well, I will say this from a coaching perspective. You make him earn it. Don't let him get an and one or get a free bucket, and that's exactly why he misses the first free throw here. He's just 1-for-4 at the line in the game. It's been quiet for Kessler tonight. I feel like he's hasn't played a ton of minutes. Gilbert and Moore checking out. Ethan Morton and Steven Morgan back in for the Redhawks. Got 5:07 to go in the game. Kessler one more free throw. And he left that one short too. No bend to the knees. 52-34 Redhawks. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in this fourth quarter. St. Mary's awaits in the semifinal Thursday here in Seneca. Marysville will get the loser in the consolation side of the bracket on Thursday. Here's a move by Hartman. Back out Rosenberger. He'll curdle the left elbow. Closed out quickly by Steven Morgan. There's a back door. Hartman dumps it down on the backside to Ludke. That's a good find for Hartman and Ludke for two. First points tonight for the 6'2 senior Colton Ludke. 52-36. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Jensen in the lane. Dumps it down. Kessler. Too easy. Another deuce. Kessler's first point since the first quarter. It is 54-36. Both teams, some good offensive sets here in the fourth quarter, but again, Hiawatha just keeping the control. Hartman to Rosenberger, right back to Hartman. Now Jensen to touch, top of the circle. Left side it goes. Jasper wants to drive by Jensen all the way, curls it up and in. That's a tough finish. Captain Jasper, his first point since the second quarter. He's got 11. 54-38. Is our score halfway in, halfway to go here in the fourth quarter. Redhawks with the lead over the top. Steven Morgan, Morton the assist. Couldn't quite get enough juice to dunk it, but it's an alley-oop and then a steal and a layup by Jensen. So that is a brutal sequence for Troy. The lead quickly back to 58-38, and now it's out of bounds underneath. Troy will keep the possession.
There's a foul on the play against Hiawatha as well.
Okay, so it didn't go out of bounds. It was a foul on Carson Henry. That is his second foul. Little stoppage in the action. Multiple subs in for Troy, Geiger, Ingeman, Ashburn, Rosenberger, and Jasper on the floor. You got Morton, Kessler, Jensen, Henry, and Steven Morgan on the floor here for the Redhawks, who lead it by 20. 58-38 Hiawatha. Final 3.5 minutes of this game. Our next two games will be first-round girls contests, and our first one, we'll see this Hiawatha girls team taking on St. Mary's, so a league opponent. There's a missed three, rebound for Kessler. And then Jackson Heights, Nemaha Central, final game of the night here on KNZA, first round of the girls bracket here in Seneca. Of course, the semifinals Thursday championship will be on Saturday. Kessler, left side over Geiger again, too easy. Boy, the Redhawks are having their way inside with Kessler and Steven Morgan. And it's a 22-point Redhawks lead at 60-38. Final 2:50 to go in this game. Well, the Redhawks certainly with power today as Geiger got up a tough shot. Thought he was fouled, no whistle, and a rebound off the miss by Ethan Morton. Heavy pace into the front court, picks it up left wing, right back to Steven Morgan on the block, lost it beyond the perimeter, runs out, picks it up on the left wing, gets it off to Morton right there. Final 2.5 minutes, all Redhawks here in this one today. Here's Jensen inside, dribbles back out to the right wing, 16 seconds on the shot clock, Morton says a deep left one, couldn't get it to go. Jensen had a second chance, but he went over the entire backboard there and somehow taken away by Troy. Here's Jasper, a deep one. Yes, nothing but net. Caston Jasper. His second three in this game. He's got 14 points, but might be too little too late. 19-point Red Hawks lead, now officially under the two-minute mark in this fourth quarter. In the paint, bouncing it down. Kessler again, hammered, no call. Taken away by Ingeman. 60-41 Red Hawks. Here is a Sawyer Ashburn three and off the miss. Backside, rebound Steven Morgan. Monster game being put up by Braylon here in this one. The Red Hawks down to the final 93 seconds, leading by 19 in this one. It's going to be the 10th consecutive win for the Red Hawks, going to avenge their lone loss this season, keep this winning streak alive, and a date with St. Mary's on Thursday in the Thunder Classic semifinals. And Troy had been playing really good ball coming into this one, winners of six of their last seven. Red Hawks again, just wasting time. Steven Morgan, why not? Short on a three. Kessler, the offensive rebound. It's been the story of the game. Second chance opportunities, 11 for Kessler, 62-41. Red Hawks, final minutes of this one here today. Rosenberger with it up top. Hands it off to Ingeman, 50 seconds to go, and it's knocked away. Jensen comes away with a steal. Jensen all the way, missing. Oh! Two hands, put back slam, Steven Morgan. Exclamation point. 64-41, Jasper, quick fire from three. Another Steven Morgan rebound. And the shot clock is turned off. Red Hawks can run it out. And Jasper, I say Coach Jasper, a substitution timeout. Get some younger cats in there, but I'm not sure if Jensen purposely put it off the backboard for Steven Morgan to hammer with two hands, but my goodness, an emphatic 24 and 25th point for Steven Morgan. And we got the replay going on the Hiawatha channel, my goodness. Final 24 seconds, some fresh bodies in for the Red Hawks as they're going to run this game out. Shot clock is turned off. Red Hawks opened up the game on an 11-0 run. Troy battled, had opportunities in that first half, but it has been all Red Hawks here in the second half. Dribbling on the perimeter, Red Hawks fans loving it. Final 3 seconds going to trickle off the clock, and that'll do it. The Hiawatha boys, their 10th consecutive win. They avenged their only loss this season, as again, they lost to Troy in double overtime back on December the 5th. They circled this one, no doubt about it. All Red Hawks here in this one today. Final score, 64-41. Post-game show coming your way next. It is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Game 1 of 3 in the books. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got to go pretty swift with the post game here on KNZA. Kirk Kilman will take over here in a couple of minutes. We are in between games here at the Thunder Classic, our lone boys contest in the first round. We got back-to-back girls games on tap coming up with Hiawatha and St. Mary's. Nemaha Central, Jackson Heights, the next two coming up. But a dominant performance for the number six-ranked team in Class 3A, Hiawatha defeating Troy in this first-round matchup, avenging their only loss of the season, Redhawks 64, Trojans 41. Redhawks wasted little time starting the game on an 11-0 run, but Troy followed with a 10-2 run to get right back in the game. Ultimately, a 17-10 second quarter gave Hiawatha a 32-21 halftime lead. But it was all Redhawks in the second half, outscoring Troy 32-20 en route to a 23-point win to improve to 11-1 on the season and winning their 10th consecutive game. Troy with the loss, now 8-5, and that stops the stretch of where they had won 6 of their last 7. So now if you go back and look at it a little bit more detailed, Trojan boys have now lost 2 of their last 3, but Troy had been playing some good ball. But it was all Redhawks in this first-round matchup. Hiawatha getting St. Mary's on Thursday in the semifinals. Troy will get Marysville in the consolation side of the bracket. All right, real quick, got to go through some numbers. Braylon Stephen Morgan, he is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. 25 points and 12 rebounds, his final bucket in the fourth quarter, an emphatic putback jam with two hands off a transition missed layup, and that was just kind of the exclamation point for a dominant win for Hiawatha here today. They also had 10 points from Ethan Morton, 11 points, 6 rebounds from Lane Kessler. Troy, they got 16 points, 8 rebounds from Henry Geiger, 14 points from Kasten Jasper. One of the big stats in this game was rebounding, particularly on the offensive end, but unofficially, Hiawatha out-rebounding Troy in this game, 36-20. In our boys' game final, it is 64-41 Hiawatha. They get St. Mary's on Thursday in the semifinals. We got to kick it back to the studio. Kurt's going to take it over here for the next 10 minutes or so. We're coming back. Game two of our triple header. First round of the girls bracket. A Big East League matchup. It is Hiawatha undefeated on the year at 11-0. Taking on a St. Mary's team that's trying to find some answers. They come in at 1-9. That's our next game on tap. But back to the studios. Kurt, take it away. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.